Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2019, January 17th, Thursday. Today's topic, we often forget to be with God, but God always loves to be with us. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 10 verses 11 to 15, Genesis chapter 35 verse 1 to chapter 36 verse 43, Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is, we often forget to be with God. But God always loves to be with us. I often forget to be with God. This is what Jesus reminded me today. Maybe you're thinking, Silas, you have so many hours to have time with Abba to write your blog and record your podcast every day. How come? You say you often forget to be with God. Well, what you do not know is that sometimes I am lazy and always procrastinate. Now, let me share with you my big catch today. Number one, Psalm 10 verses 11 to 15. The wicked people think that God forgets to look at what they did and they will not be accountable of those wicked things. But God sees and listens. When God's time comes, He will act. Number two, Genesis chapter 35 verses 1 to 13. Oh, poor Jacob had to have that life and death situation of his whole family being chased and killed that he could listen to God voice again. And till that time to be willing to do God wanted him to do. Sad. After he and his people destroyed all the idols, purified themselves, and went to battle, God acted and no one dared to chase them. When they went to battle, built an altar to worship God, God appeared to Jacob again and told him the second time that his new name is Israel, blessed him and gave him promises, and then went up to heaven. Well, I think we are just like Jacob, called God when we are in distress and no way out, and then God entered and we forget God. Number 3, Matthew chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, verses 13 to 14, and verse 18. Jesus said to the Pharisees that something greater than the temple is here. Yes, a temple, a church without Jesus is just a building, just some kind of system controlled by human power and not a living and continuous experience of the presence of God, His healing, freedom and salvation, not a close relationship with God and the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. If we act just like Jacob to forget God like that, and we are just going to an empty space without God. Useless. Well, what I just wrote is we are just going to an empty space, so-called a church, but without God. Useless. Yeah, that's better. Number 4, Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Wisdom and understanding are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You are willing to be with God each day. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit each day. That is life. That is security. And every night you are able to experience the promise of Proverbs 3, 24. Sweet sleep. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to forget to be with you anymore so that I can be filled with the Holy Spirit every day, to have wisdom and understanding, to be secure and to have sweet sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, do you often forget God? Number 2, what is your next step to be with God more often? Number 3, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.